So first of all, Jamie, remembering back to 2015 before Jürgen came in, what was your impression of Liverpool Football Club at that point? What was your memory of the state of the football club, if you like, and where we were at that time?
Well, the state we were in, where we were a club who started every season hoping to get into the top four, but not really believing it. And I think most people in football, certainly our rivals, thought Liverpool were done. I really do believe that in terms of financially, you know, the sponsors or the way the club was financially, we couldn't really compete with the other teams. I don't think anyone saw us as a threat at all, really. We had the one season where, obviously under Brendan, we should have won the league, but I think that, if I'm being honest, I think that was just a freak season. In, you know, Suarez was unbelievable. We had no European football. A lot of other clubs were sort of, I think, changing the manager in that season. And so around that era from when Rafa left, or Rafa's last season, I think we finished sixth or seventh. We basically became a top six club just for one freak season, really, for a long time before Jürgen came. So, and it was getting too long where it was actually getting to the stage where I think everyone felt that was what Liverpool's position was, really. You know, top six club, and no one ever felt we were going to win the Champions League.
Do you think we'd accepted it a little bit? I mean, accepted's maybe the wrong word, but do you think, you know, as fans, I felt like personally I'd adjusted my expectations a bit, maybe without even realising, you know, what a good season was for Liverpool?
I don't think Liverpool fans would ever accept that, but you knew it was the reality and you're sort of trying to fight against it. But when you're sort of going into a season, talking about reaching the top four, you know, something's not quite right. But I think we all realise, we're not stupid Liverpool fans, how difficult it was, you know, at the time with sort of Man City's money, Chelsea's money, Man United, still the same now, you know, but you knew it was difficult to overcome that. Obviously, Arsenal at the time were doing well under Arsene Wenger, even competing against that themselves. But Tottenham had come on the scene and it just felt we fell back to be not one of the top teams in the country. And I used to just look around, I was part of that towards the end of my career. And then sort of those first couple of years at Sky, you know, watching it, there was no real belief that we'd ever be involved in a title race, really. It didn't feel like that. And as I said, we had that one season. But I think we were in the Champions League once in about 6-7 years, something like that. So it certainly wasn't going well.